Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Golden State losing in overtime, 130-124 to the Chicago Bulls. Tim Roy tapped over here at the DoorDash broadcast booth. Well, first of all, let's say the obvious and the heartfelt, which is everybody in this booth is thrilled that you're on the mend, Tom, and that you're back with us. The most important thing is that you're healthy. And the second most important thing is that you're here with us.
Yeah, I know. I miss you guys so much. Yeah. I'm happy to be back. I have so much fun calling the games. I love watching basketball, talking basketball, and laughing. And I get to do all three of those when I'm in here. So it's awesome to be back. I knew I'd be back at some point. Just wasn't sure exactly when. So I hope, but who knows how long the season will last. I hope as long as possible so I can call some more games. So, no, I'm happy, very, very happy to be back. So thank you to everybody that got me back here, and I can't wait till Friday, I believe it is, the next game. I just get to come and do what I enjoy doing. So thank you so much, Tim. I appreciate it. It's awesome to be back with everybody in this booth.
So now we decided to give you a game that had twists and turns.
Ooh,
and give you a game that kind of sums up where the Warriors are at this point, which is, you know, they're playing with a lot of guys who have never been, you know, the ones and twos. And it shows at times, though, tonight, a great effort. You can't fault the effort tonight, but certainly the execution coming down the stretch. And then, of all things, you know, one of the best defensive players ever to play in the NBA fouls a jump shooter with 1.4 to go to send the game to overtime. It's mind-blowing.
It was that type of game.
It's mind-blowing.
It was that type of game where what you thought was going to happen wasn't going to happen. And if you didn't think it was going to happen, it was going to happen. It was just a crazy game that way. I really think where the Warriors lost the game was the first half. And I don't want to say their refusal. I don't know why they didn't do it. I'll use the word refusal. Refusal to get to the paint and score. Because they did in the second half over and over and over and over and over again. First half, 8 points, 4-for-12. They only took 12 shots in the paint in the first half. The second half, including overtime, they took 34 shots in the paint and scored 36 points, shooting just a tad over 50%. Like, they could have done that in the first half, and instead of being down six, maybe they're up six. Maybe they're up 10. Who knows what they're up? Maybe they're still down. I don't know. But clearly, that was a plan that worked, getting to the paint and scoring on the Bulls. But they didn't do it. They waited until the second half to do it. And by that time, kind of the template for the game had been established. I think I called it loosey-goosey in the first half. It was loosey-goosey-goofy is what it was, because there were just all kinds of stuff that was happening. But I will say this. I think where fans get frustrated is they look at this team and they say, well, hey, beat the Nuggets.
Right.
Beat the Rockets.
Correct.
Could have beat the Thunder right there. So if you're a team that can do that, how do you lose to the Jazz and the Bulls? Two teams that organizationally aren't maybe putting their best foot forward in terms of trying to win basketball games. And I talked about this before the game started. This is what the Warriors are. They can lose to anybody. Don't be shocked if they lose to anybody. And they're also going to win some games where they're significant underdogs, where you don't expect them to win. Why? Because they play hard. Other teams that are better than them probably expect to win. Okay, we're going to win this game. We'll win the Warriors. Maybe they get surprised by how hard they play, their execution. They do have some guys on the court. They can get you 20-plus points. We've seen Guy do it. We've seen Podziemski do it. Now that Porzingis is back, he's a guy that can do it. So they have some guys that can score a little bit for you. So you're going to get, again, you're going to get these variances where it's like, whoa, look at that. That was a great win. Hold on. That was a horrible loss. How did they lose to that team? Well, that's why. That's why, because these guys aren't established players yet in terms of the roles they're being asked to go out and fulfill right now. They're role players. Most of them, Porzingis isn't a role player, we get that, but most of the other ones as far as offense are. So This does not surprise me one bit. It really doesn't. But you got to figure it out. I don't know when, you know, Steph's coming back. Who knows?
We'll find out tomorrow, by the way.
That's tomorrow?
Tomorrow's the reevaluation day.
We'll see. But you, I can't tell you how imperative it is to get 7 or 8. Because it gives you a couple cracks at it. It gives you a home game.
Exactly.
If you need it.
The explanation is if you play 9 or 10, if you lose 9 or 10, you're gone. You're out.
Out.
And then the 9-10 plays the loser of 7-8.
On the road.
Yeah. So yep. if you win 7-8, you're in.
Yep.
If you lose, you still have a second chance.
At home. Yep.
And so that's why you need to get the 7-8. Because you need to have that cushion in case, you know, some team goes wild. Remember, LeBron James banked in a 3 against the Warriors and beat them in a play-in game. You know, that kind of lucky shot you have to, you know, guard against. And so finishing 9, and now they're kind of lucky that Charlotte came back and beat Portland. So now they have a little bit, you know, their cushion remains the same on Portland, but now they're officially behind the Clippers, who would have the tiebreaker even if the Warriors tied them. Their division and conference record is better. And so so they're in a spot where they're going to have to win some games they're not supposed to. And of course, having Steph would certainly help in that regard.
No, well, I mean, you're talking about one of the best players of all time.
Yeah.
So he's going to make everyone else better as well. And look, when you get your players back, I always use the bullpen analogy. When your closer goes out, everyone has to step up and take a role that they're not used to. And then if somebody else gets hurt, then you got to take more of a role. That's where these guys are at. Steph being out, Jimmy being out. Now you're taking on a bigger role that you didn't expect to take on this type of role. And some of them have played very well in that role, but there are going to be some inconsistencies while you're doing that. I mean, Gui Santos has been fantastic. He wasn't as efficient tonight as he has been offensively, but he still was very good at 17 points, 7 for 19, not his finest, but still out there doing what he does, turn the ball over 3 times, not bad at 5 rebounds. But you're asking these guys to do it consistently. That's not what they're getting paid to do. That's not really who they are. So there are still some things that, again, I don't care what your role is, you should know better than to leave Bouzelis wide open at the end of the game in overtime. You're like, we could look, anybody else but him. Can't leave, not that guy. So there are those things that happen as well. So, again,
Part of that is human nature. They haven't played in that situation before. They get excited, and where a grizzled veteran would go, okay, before the play even starts, they're going, well, we're not going to like that guy.
Yeah. Yes. Well, look what happened. Your grizzled veteran fouled the guy at the end of the game.
I know.
It's
inexplicable.
I mean, well, it's you know what it is? It's sports.
Yeah.
Some things happen you don't expect to happen. You can't even account for them happening. Because, again, if the Bulls were going to tie the game at the end of the game, I couldn't even have thought of that as a possibility, Draymond fouling someone at the end of the game.
No.
Like that just wouldn't even have registered in my head, but yet here we are. It happened, and you end up losing to the Bulls and the Jazz. So it's over. It's done. You're moving on, and you just – maybe they'll get a practice day in Wednesday or Thursday, maybe not, I don't know. I mean, really what it comes down to is forget practice.
Practice?
The biggest 5 minutes of the day will be the reevaluation of Steph and what they say. And
yeah, when, absolutely, yeah.
You know, when he's expected back, because that might not even be part of the evaluation. It's how he's feeling. And it's hard to even, you know, when things come and go and they feel good and they don't feel good. I've had stuff like that before. You just never know on a day-to-day basis. But I don't need to tell anybody around here how much that guy means to this team. And we've said the word. I don't think we said gravity once before Steph Curry showed up.
Yeah.
We may have said it 10,000 times since Steph Curry.
I think I mentioned it about myself, lack of gravity. That's really,
thank you. I mean, I may have mentioned the George Clooney movie, possibly.
Very good
movie, by the way. Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I enjoyed that movie. But he makes it easier for everybody. Now everybody can kind of get back to doing what they do. He's the heavy lifting guy. Like, he's going to do that. So we'll see what that news is. But whatever it is, you got to figure out a way to, you know, win enough games to get yourself, like you laid it out perfectly, get yourself into that 7-8 for the reasons that you mentioned. So we'll see where it goes. But this was a I was kind of hoping for just a nice hand ride 10-point win tonight. That'd have been nice. You come back, get a nice easy one, and instead I get just a wild, crazy 9 different plot turns game. And the last plot turn wasn't pleasant. It wasn't pleasant at all. I didn't enjoy it.
Well,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, yeah, well. Oh my goodness gracious.
My goodness. Yeah, you're right. It's just one of those, you know, it's one of those years where everything's a struggle. And hopefully they can get everybody healthy for the play and then, you know, get to a playoff series and just have some fun. You know, they'll be the underdog if they get to a playoff series and just let it fly.
You know what I tell like if you're a Warrior fan and I may run across you just being out and just talking to you, or maybe I know you through one of my friends. I always tell people that are Warrior fans, I go, I really hope you enjoyed those 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
I go, I really hope you did. Like, really, truly enjoyed it, because now this is like the NBA. This is what everybody goes through all the time, especially for those of you that weren't with Tim for about 20 years, where it's like, ho. Hey, Tim's even sweating right now.
Sean Kemp, he dunked again.
It's a great timeout.
It wasn't a great time. No, the timeouts were great. That should have been the slogan.
Where timeouts are great. Montego was hammered on that.
It's hard, man. It is hard. So just enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ups and downs. Enjoy the twists and turns. They're not all going to turn out in your favor, but
five
it's fun.
Straight NBA finals. Nobody had done that since the Celtics in the 60s.
Incredible.
I mean.
No, incredible.
That alone. Never mind the championships. Just getting the NBA finals five straight
times. Well, we knew how special it was when we were watching it.
Yeah.
And going through this type of stuff makes you realize
how
special it was. But you know what? I enjoy the grind, too.
Yep.
I enjoy all the stuff that makes an NBA season, and the ups and the downs, and the games that you shouldn't have won that you did, and the games you should have won that you didn't. I mean, it's all part of an NBA season, so it's fun. It's getting shorter and shorter and shorter. We're almost at the end of it, and we'll see what the Warriors have left in the tank.
We will see you here Friday.
I will be here Friday. You know how I know I'm in midseason form right now?
How?
I have no idea who they're playing.
Minnesota.
Yeah, let's go.
Timberwolves in town.
Oh, Pete's going to be in town.
That's right. Jim Peterson.
I get to see my guy Pete.
And we got to make sure that we don't tell Pete. We got to surprise him with that. So,
oh, okay.
You guys surprised me tonight. You got me. That was
I did get you. Oh, I did get you. But I will say this. There's a good chance Pete knows. Pete knows, because I'm sure my buddy told him.
Okay.
But there's a lot of people. I just didn't tell a lot of people. I told you guys, obviously, and my family and friends knew, but I didn't tell a lot of people. I was just, when I'm ready to come back, I'll let everybody know what's going on. But I just wanted to kind of grind it out and do my thing. So I'm just, again, I'm so happy to be back. I love doing this. I love watching the games. I love talking to them. I mean, most of all, I love being around you guys and smiling and laughing. This is the best. I'm so happy I'm back with you guys.
Well, we love you, man. That's great
love
to
you
have
guys
you back.
Too.
So
thank you.
We'll see you here Friday.
Yep, I'll be here Friday.
That is Tom Tolbert. That's right. Tommy T is back tonight, and we had a great time, but we're going to have another great time on Friday.